This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, if you guys were listening in these around 7:40, I think yesterday it was. Yeah, I think it was around 7:40. So we had the guy who actually wrote the poem that then became a song in tribute for the great people of Anaconda. And if you missed it, we've got the story. We've got the video featuring the song. The whole song was created out of AI. They basically Burn Bergman from Butte. He drives a bus, drives a senior's bus. He's driven school kids on the bus in Anaconda. And so, you know, after Anaconda was so, you know, devastated following the shootings at the Owl Bar and the manhunt that followed, he wrote a poem in tribute to the great people of Anaconda. And so, and then when he shared it on some of these Anaconda-related Facebook pages, it kind of went viral. And then a woman who grew up in Anaconda said, hey, we need to put this to music. So she used an AI, an artificial intelligence platform, to create the song with AI singers, AI music, and everything. All right, so anyway, if you missed it, that's on the Montana Talks website. But it reminded me of back in April, when our friend Kendall Cotton, the CEO of the Frontier Institute here in Montana, he did a similar thing when it comes to property taxes. So he typed up some prompts in AI, and he said, hey, you know, make me a song about how bad property taxes are here in Montana. And then AI, artificial intelligence, made the whole thing.
Sky's wide, got a little piece of land, my heart's pride. But every year the tax man comes knocking at my door, saying I owe more than I can afford. All these property taxes, they're bleeding me dry. Taking my dreams beneath that big sky. I'm working the land. Don't play.
Anyway, wasn't that just that's a great song, right? I mean, it's kind of like you want to smile and cry at the same time. It's kind of like one of those tear in my beer songs where you're like, oh, it's so beautiful out here, but all these property taxes. Anyway, if you missed that one from back in April, I linked to it at the bottom of the Anaconda song as well, which is on the Montana Talks website. So, all right, let's get into it. Let's see, what are some of the big stories we need to talk about next? Should we talk about redistricting? Ted Cruz shared some very interesting numbers when he was on with Mark Levin. Let's see. The Democrats are mad. They're saying that President Trump is turning Washington, D.C. into Disneyland. Now, wouldn't that just be awful if President Trump made our nation's capital the happiest place on earth? I mean, the Democrats want it to be the most miserable place on earth. You can't have our nation's capital be the happiest place on earth. All right, lots to talk about. We got phone lines open for you. Back after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, a late day shower, a thunder shower is possible towards Bozeman. High temperatures will otherwise stay from the lower to middle 80s. For tonight, chance for a few showers or thunder showers, mainly towards the Bozeman area. Otherwise, overnight lows stay from around 55 in Bozeman to around 60 in Billings. A few showers or thunder showers possible Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. It's the unofficial last week of summer ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend. And for many, that may mean taking to the highways for that last road trip of the season or heading to vacation. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a few tips. If driving, always wear a seatbelt. Make sure the kids are in proper car seats. Noting that car crashes are the leading cause of death among healthy travelers. When you get to your destination, if you're going to be outside, don't forget to protect yourself from the sun. Be sure to wear sunscreen. Even if it's cloudy or cold, you can still get a sunburn. But they say if you're in a warmer climate, dress appropriately in lightweight, light-colored clothing. And to help prevent heat-related illnesses, drink plenty of non-alcoholic fluids. They also suggest planning outdoor activities during the cooler parts of the day or doing them in the shade. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Is a Montana rancher being debanked, being politically targeted because of his outspoken support for the MAHA agenda, the Make America Healthy Again agenda, along with RFK Jr. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We talked about that on Monday's show. May have an update for you Tuesday. Plus, we'll be taking your phone calls if you got something you want to talk about. Tuesday's Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. We take you statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I should have looked at my calendar a little more closely. I said we have open phone lines, but hold that thought for just a few more minutes because one of our great guests is now with us right here on Montana Talks. And in fact, talk about good timing. You know, every so often we get a chance to catch up with our friend Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus Ranch out of Dillon, Montana, and we talk about the Make America Healthy Again agenda and so much more. God, we've been chatting with Brian for years now, but talk about timing. Check out this headline on the Montana Talks website right now. Montana rancher being debanked for MAHA activism. Brian, great to have you with us on Montana Talks this morning. Boy, this story has really blown up.
Yeah, it's blown up in many colors that I didn't even see coming. We've got a friend of ours that we met on the MAHA team, and he's been working with them on geoengineering. He's written geoengineering bills for several states, and we got to be friends in May when we met in D.C., and we really started talking about the banking system. We really started talking about what is going on, why do we continue to see a decrease in small farms and ranches going on. And we shared, you know, with our story with them, you know, it gets tighter and tighter every year. And so we just explained our situation because he's always investigating why would you have trouble banking? You're successful. You've got lots of successful businesses. Your cow herd is has a great reputation. Everything you're doing, why can't you get funding? And so we just, you know, we talked about that. What's going on in banking in the last 40 years? And I explained to him, you know, of course, I told him it's all based on saturated fat. You know, that has dropped the banking. When the USDA defines saturated fat as unhealthy and all of us are raising milk and eggs and cattle and pork, the value of your product permanently drops below the cost of production. And it's so hard for people to hear that and connect those dots. And then you share how that's directly tied to chronic illness, which Secretary Kennedy picked up on that immediately. And anyway, he said, look, if your bank hasn't refinanced you by now, after all the help you have done for the flipping the dietary guidelines and helping everybody, not just yourself, he goes, look what's coming down the pike for everybody else. And it's the same old story of stay in your lanes, and that, which I've been told by bank my whole life, stay in your lane and just do your little thing over here. And that's okay, you know, if everything's paid for and it's okay, but for me, I've been watching people go out of business for 45 years and wondering why. And I went through the stock growers. I went through NCBA. I've been involved with the HRCAF and all the organizations. And I guess I just got to a point in my life where I had to figure out what is going on, because I no longer have the interest in just complaining about the government and doing nothing. It doesn't work. It's been a failure of our entire industry. And so we have risked our entire livelihood, our entire reputation to figure this out. And we have figured it out. We do have a plan, and we have shared policy plans on how to change this. And the dietary guidelines will put a new floor on the beef industry. And our, you know, we have to prevent these crashes, these market crashes. Right now we have record cattle prices and everybody's hooting and hollering and the consumers are going, oh my gosh, we can't afford beef in the store. But the guys that are making good money on cattle this year, anybody that's got debt is facing, I got to pay my debt down or try to replace some old equipment that's 15, 20 years old. They can't do both because it's one good year. And in the cyclical market of the beef industry, they're facing the next 7 years of break even and losing money. And so that's what we're trying to do, is change banking policy for long term in real time. And that's what put pressure on us. And like I said, we had to invest in every segment of the beef industry to find this out and find ways to get it done.
So basically what Steve Jarvis said on Real America's Voice, for those who missed our show yesterday or didn't see my story at MontanaTalks.com, basically Steve Jarvis, he's a ranch advocate who is part of the Maha Coalition. I think he's based out of Idaho, if I'm not mistaken. He traveled to Dillon after he heard about this, but he basically said that you are now being targeted and debanked because of your outspoken support of the Maha movement. Apparently, you know, the bank that you currently use isn't giving you an operating loan again, and then several other banks won't do it either. And what you're hearing is this isn't just you. This is a broader trend targeting agriculture really across the country.
It is. It is. And I don't believe, and I want to be very clear with people, I don't believe I am personally being targeted politically for this. I believe all of ag is being targeted because take our bank for interest. Our bank has been sold twice since we started doing business with them. And we were scheduled to do a refinance. We were scheduled to term out some debt and that didn't happen because the bank kept selling to a bigger bank. Our senior loan officer was told by the national credit officer of the big bank that bought them out that ag loans are low hygiene loans because they don't make monthly payments like manufacturing and everybody else.
Well, and everything we've been seeing in the banking industry and the political pressures applied to the banks, particularly out of some of the big banks that are tied in Europe, is they are trying to go after agriculture. They are trying to basically ESG woke the banks and push agriculture out. Tell you what, Brian Massard, if you can, stick with us here. We'll come back to you after the Farm and Ranch Report talking about this story and much more. Plus, I saw a great write-up that your daughter shared on Facebook. I'd love to get your take on that. Stand by.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There was a huge media buildup and then wall-to-wall coverage of the Alaska summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. And most of it has been negative. There were no questions taken. There were no details provided. Both leaders said it was a good meeting, but it was all so vague. What did they agree on? What did they not agree on? No details. A lot of vague assurances. There might be another meeting with Putin, or there might not be. At the same time, President Trump later talked to Zelensky, who will be at the White House today, and he wants a permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire, to, as he put it, give the Russians some breathing room between invasions. So it was a roll of the dice for the president, and the media verdict is he didn't get much. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag. with Lane Nordlund.
A rare case of New World screwworm was confirmed in a traveler arriving in Maryland, but federal officials say it was quickly identified and treated with no complications. The Centers for Disease Control, working under established protocols, managed the case without risk to the U.S. livestock industry. The National Cattlemen and Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall stressed that there was no elevated threat to the cattle industry, praising the strong coordination between CDC, state health departments, animal health officials, and USDA. The parasite, eradicated from the U.S. in 1966, but still present in South America, Central America, the Caribbean, and Mexico, can cause severe and often fatal animal infestations. Officials say the swift response shows the strength of surveillance and cooperation protecting both public and livestock. Speaking of the screwworm, the southern ports remain closed to livestock imports, and that impacted the latest cattle on feed report, which came in at 10.9 million head, down 2% from last year, the lowest level in 8 years. Southern feedlots were down due to fewer Mexican imports, with Texas at 75% and Colorado at 76% of 2024 levels. In contrast, northern states were stronger, Nebraska at 98%, Kansas 102% on feed, while Iowa seeing a 118% level of cattle on feed. I'm Lane Nordlund.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, thanks to our friend Lane Nordlund for that Farm and Ranch report. Another great one as always. By the way, we're chatting here with Brian Massard with Reminis Angus Ranch out of Beaverhead County, out of Dillon, Montana. And I just saw that Governor Greg Gianforte is meeting with some Beaverhead County 4-H members here in just a few minutes. Brian Massard, thanks for sticking around with us for a few more minutes. We're going to keep this one going, and we'll get to your phone calls later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. John Jackson's supposed to be with us. He might be a little late this morning, but either way, we'll be taking your phone calls throughout, whether John's here or not, starting in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. So, yeah, Brian Massard, again, for our listeners out there, I've got this story on our Montana Talks website right now. Really, this whole debanking topic, it's huge. We've been talking about it for years. They started with the gun industry and the woke DEI, ESG left. Rather than just take away your guns, they're figuring out ways to get creative with financial institutions, regulatory agencies, to basically go after, you know, gun businesses, even small businesses like here in Montana, for example. And then they figured, wow, if we're successful with that, we should go after oil and gas and coal and agriculture. And this is their climate alarmist agenda. And one of the things we heard at the recent National Association of Insurance Commissioners meeting that was hosted by, well, another Beaverhead County native, Jim Brown, our current state auditor, is a lot of these insurance companies and a lot of these banks are headquartered in Europe. And so they can use, you know, the powers of these financial institutions in Europe to push this woke ESG DEI agenda, including going after agriculture. So that's why when you talk about how you don't believe that you are personally being targeted here, but the industry is being targeted, it makes sense.
It does. It's been going on for a very long time. It's very strategic. It's very subtle. And small banks are being forced to move to safer loans. And so our bank hadn't refinanced this. So we went immediately to several other banks that saw what we were doing, and they all say the same thing. Geez, we really want your loan. We want your loan. You have a huge loan. We want that money. We want that business. But then when it comes to right down to it, they don't. It's not safe because we're not just funding our little ranch. We're not just doing Reminis Angus. It's not about us. What we're funding is we've gone into the business to keep all of our customers viable and to find real-time solutions that are long-term solutions. And we've had to risk everything to do that. And thanks to Steve Jarvis, I mean, I really want to say thank you to him. He's just like, you got to reach out way beyond the conventional ways. And what we have found out is there is no bank that really interested in funding what we're doing because it really stabilizes agriculture, what we're doing. And we're not paid spokesmen for the chicken industry or the dairy industry or the hog industry. We're not even a paid spokesman for the beef industry. But the things that we're getting changed permanently will help everybody and long term. And that's what's so risky about us when banks look at our deal. It's just like, go stay inside your wheelhouse, stay in your lane and be safe, because that's all we can afford to fund. And to me, that's fine. We can last as long as we can and everybody else will. But I can't, like I said, I can't have another conversation about just complaining. I have to do something. I have to figure this out. I'm just wired that way. And so that's why we're in the position we're at. It's a scary position to be in, but we're going to go forward, and we've decided to be successful, and we will be successful. I do not know what that looks like today. It's pretty messy right now today, but
the key word
we are going to keep going.
Yeah, great. Ed, the key word that you used was safe. They're moving into safer this or safer that. It reminds me of the COVID craziness when Nancy and Roundup called in, and she says, I'm starting to hear this word allow too much. And this safe word right now, this seems to be like another similar type of thing. Let's see, former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, he has a program on Fox News. He has a podcast. He's got a new book out, and I listened to the full audio book. And it's interesting because safe is how they justified the government weaponization, the political censorship that took place during the with COVID, with the Hunter Biden laptop, with interfering in the elections, is they said, well, you know, we need to not advertise on conservative websites or conservative platforms because we need to keep our advertising in safe, not effective. We need to keep our advertising in safe locations. And so that's how they tried to basically defund and debank and deplatform conservative content like the Daily Wire and others. Is, well, they just called it safe. So that's why that buzzword that you just used right there, Brian Massard, is so interesting. Brian, hold that thought. We're going to get to the Fox News update here, and then we'll be back with you in 60 seconds. I got to say, man, his daughter posted an incredible message in the midst of this battle, posted an incredible message on Facebook where she talked about her dad and growing up with a dad like Brian Massard. It was really cool. I'll share a couple of highlights right after this and then talk more with Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus Ranch. Here with Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus Ranch in Dillon. Well, Brian, I know you probably saw it here, but as you're in the midst of this battle, fighting for everything, the MAHA agenda and more, and then when this story came out about the debanking issue here in agriculture, Ashley Massard penned what an incredible write-up on Facebook. I'll just share a couple of the highlights. She says this: my dad, Brian Massard, taught me to play poker using Swedish fish. My dad, Brian Massard, started with a single commercial cow, one he bought with his own hard-earned money. My dad, Brian Massard, stood firm against the pressures of expanding city limits and EPA regulations, never backing down. My dad, Brian Massard, studied the science behind feeding and breeding cattle, building a successful program from the ground up. While most kids grew up on bedtime stories and Dr. Seuss, my dad, Brian Massard, taught me how to read AI catalogs and understand EPTs. And there's a lot more where that came from. What a cool tribute to you and what you've been doing there with Reminisce Angus Ranch.
Yeah, that's very heartfelt.
Talk about your products here, too, because I know that's one thing Steve Jarvis mentioned was, hey, look, support ranchers like Reminisce Angus Ranch. Buy their products. He even set up a special website with a special Reminisce Angus package that people can go and get a whole. I've gotten to try several of your products already. Tim in Billings called in yesterday, said, hey, when you stop in at like a town pump, for example, pick up the Reminisce Angus jerky, throw them some support.
Yeah, you can go right to, you can go to From the Farm and order a special box right now. You can go to our website, remangus.com. We just came out with our whipped beef tallow, and that's one of the best things that you can buy. That's the quickest thing that we can do to get turned around, that beef tallow. And we just got that finished up. And so that's one thing you can do. Go to remangus.com, buy the whipped tallow, buy the ranch box that's there for $100. And like Steve said, he goes, let's go around the banks. Let's show them that the American consumer still wants farmers and ranchers on the ground. It doesn't matter what the banks think.
And what are ways that folks can find your products here locally in Montana, or just go straight to your website here as well?
Yeah, so Town & Country in Helena and Town & Country in Dillon and Stillwater Market in Absarokee. Those have been three fantastic stores. They buy every month from us, the Town Pumps, several little convenience stores. The Fort and Big Timber also has our products, and just look for Reminisce Angus, and that is the best way you're going to help is just keep buying the products.
I love the Fort and Big Timber. You know, a lot of our listeners, if you're in Billings, Livingston, Bozeman right now, you know, smack dab right in the middle of you. So easy spot to find. And then your website for your ranch, I think you're still updating it, but is it remangus.com, if I remember right?
Yes. Yep, that's it.
Perfect. All right. Well, Brian Massart, thanks for joining us. Keep up the fight. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Take care. Bye.
All right. You too. Let's see, coming up after the next break, we've got a great guest talking veterans issues and more.
Mike Rowe.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right, we got another great guest joining us here in the 7 o'clock hours of Montana Talks. Thanks to, you know, covering the Trump administration, staying in touch with Team Trump, you know, we're able to catch up with some really incredible folks here. You know, like we had the former chief of the U.S. Capitol Police. We got the D.C. Police Union chairman on the show with us recently. We've also had some Trump administration officials as well. Another great guest now with us right now. In fact, we caught up with her, I think, was it last year in the 2024 elections, but she was a candidate for the United States Senate in Washington. And then, of course, you had great candidates like Joe Kent running for Congress in Washington State as well. He's now got a position within the administration. But Tiffany Smiley is the founder of Endeavor PAC and also a veterans advocate, now joining us here on Montana Talks. Tiffany, great to have you back on the show.
Yes, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
You know, we were kind of joking during the break. If Washington State wasn't dominated by these Looney Tunes in Seattle, we'd have great candidates in office like you and like Joe Kent and so many others. It's just Seattle has just turned the politics in that state into a train wreck.
Oh, it's sad. It is a train wreck. And it's sad because Washington State is such a beautiful, dynamic state. Even recently, my friend Jason Rance, I think, was talking about some rapper who came in to perform at a concert, and he was even making fun of the open-air drug use. He was shocked by it. Just walking down the street, he saw people, you know, just openly doing crack in front of young kids and you know, smoking fentanyl just right on the street. And it's these types of policies that are actually harming and hurting people. They're not good policies. It's kind of the same as when you look at D.C. and everything that President Trump is doing in D.C. to make D.C. safe again. We could certainly use some of that out here in Washington State. And that's exactly why I ran and stood up for all of Washington State, because what I did find is that there are millions of amazing people in the state and millions of people that want representation. And I think we're coming up on a very crucial, a very important midterm in our country. You know, typically or historically, Republicans would lose the midterms, or, you know, Democrats would have their shot and kind of push the envelope and win a lot of races. But I think this is a unique opportunity for Republicans to win in the midterms. And certainly why I started Endeavor PAC, to push back in some of these blue and purple states and start to get the right people in office that can deliver policies that actually work, deliver policies that actually deliver results for people in their states and in this country.
You know, you mentioned a rapper, and by the way, Jason Rantz, a great radio host in Washington State. For those who aren't familiar with him, he's covered Antifa and really exposed a lot there. But you mentioned he was talking about even a rapper was like, my goodness, what have they done to Seattle? Did you hear about Snoop Dogg? Everybody knows who Snoop Dogg is. Snoop Dogg is now apparently he wanted to take his grandson. I didn't know he was a grandpa. He wanted to take his grandson, and they were watching a movie. And his grandson was like, How do two women have a baby? Doesn't it take a man and a woman to make a baby? And Snoop Dogg is just saying, like, why should I have to answer these types of questions when I'm showing movies to my grandson, when I'm watching a movie with my grandson? And he's just talking about, you know, when even rappers like Snoop Dogg are saying, okay, this stuff targeting kids is getting out of hand, it tells you got a big problem, right?
Yes, yes, and we have a big problem in Seattle, and not just open-air drug use, but public safety. Their policies are actually destroying a once beautiful, thriving city. Businesses are leaving. They're taxing, and they continue to tax businesses. It's not a tax-friendly state anymore. Rising gas prices, crime in our streets and our communities. And the thing about it is something can be done. And that's why I love the example that President Trump is setting, even in D.C., by cleaning up the streets of these major cities. We know that crime starts in cities, and then it trickles out into the suburbs. It trickles out into places where I live in eastern Washington. So it's awesome to see the example that can be set when there's actual leadership and there's actual policies that work. I think when we look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., for example, that, 91% of Washington, D.C. residents say that crime is a problem. Now, crime isn't a Democrat or Republican problem. It affects every single person. So you have to ask the questions, why are these cities getting so bad? And we know why, because it's increased in under Democrat rule, under Democrat soft on crime policy. So we've seen what this turns into. It turns into a nightmare for residents. So it's awesome to see that President Trump is taking bold action, restoring common sense, restoring safety, restoring public safety, working to eliminate crime. And it's just, I mean, in this short amount of time in D.C., what are we seeing? We're seeing that leadership and a crackdown and policies actually works and protects the residents. We need more of that across the United States.
Yeah, and if I remember right, you're a military spouse, and so that's why a lot of these veterans issues are near and dear to you. We've got a great veteran now serving in the United States Senate from Montana, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. And I love the common sense that he is bringing to advocate for our veterans, even as a freshman senator there, because, you know, the establishment in Washington, D.C., it's so easy even for Republicans to get intimidated on veterans' issues and just to just throw money at everything, just throw money at the bureaucracy, just throw money at building new buildings that they can't even man. And Tim Sheehy, because he's a veteran, he can go in there and call BS on this stuff and say, hey, guys, more money is not the answer. They had more money, a lot more money these last 4 years, and things got worse because of their policies. And so now he's saying, and now the Trump administration, I think, processed a record number of claims in just the last year alone. And so it's about actually doing something for our veterans instead of just throwing money at the bureaucracy and lighting it on fire.
Yes. Oh, 100%. You know, Tim Sheehy is a good friend of mine. He supported my Senate race, and obviously I supported his race through Endeavor PAC. We are lucky to have him in office, and he is exactly right. I have long fought and advocated for waste, fraud, and abuse to be cleaned up within the VA. I personally saw it firsthand. And there is so much we can do to make it better, for veterans and their families, restoring common sense, bringing back fiscal responsibility, and making sure that the government is delivering for the customer, and that customer being our American veterans who serve. And not only that, but their families. We have a lot of work to do within that area. And President Trump has always put veterans at the top of his list. You know, in 2016 was the first time I went to the White House, and I met with President Trump, and I talked to him about the issues that are facing veterans within the VA. And he was a huge proponent of fixing it. He was a huge proponent of making sure that veterans had access to care, that they didn't have to wait, you know, hours, days, or weeks to get an appointment, that they could go to a doctor around the corner or down the street that fit for them. So there's clearly still a lot of work to be done within this scope, but it is encouraging to see the moves that President Trump is making when you think of also just cleaning up the waste, the fraud, the abuse that goes on. There are so many tax dollars that are wasted that do not trickle down to the veteran. And we need to be efficient. We need to be held accountable, or the government needs to be held accountable to the taxpayers. And so that's, we're lucky to have people like Tim Sheehy, who's not afraid to do that. Obviously, he's a warrior. He's a veteran. He's not afraid to get in there and do the right thing. And I will continue to push and fight in these midterms to make sure that we get more people like that in office, because that's truly what will change our policies. That's what will change the trajectory of our country.
Yeah,
and we desperately need it.
Can't let the Democrats take back the House. It will bring all this progress to a halt. Tiffany Smiley, the founder of Endeavor Pack, great to have you on Montana Talks. Thanks so much for your time once again.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to have you on again. This was great. Appreciate hearing from you. Hey, you know, it's, what is it? It's August 26th, Labor Day weekend, already coming up this weekend. How many of you are getting out on your boat this weekend? How many of you are getting out on your campers? How many of you are listening in from your camper right now as you listen into Montana Talks, maybe on the app? I'll tell you what, if you don't have a camper or a boat and you want to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, that's why you live in Montana, for Pete's sake, right? Get a hold of our friends at Brett's RV and Marine, family-owned business, a Montana family-owned business. They've got the largest selection of boats and RVs in a five-state region. Great locations, Billings, Butte, and Missoula. And you can check out their inventory at brettsrv.com, or maybe you want to upgrade your boat. You know, they'll give you a top dollar for your trade-in. They can do consignment sales or whatever, and you can get into maybe a bigger fifth wheel or something like that. Check them out, brettsrv.com, brettsrv.com. I know I'm looking forward to getting back out on the water very soon.
Ah, smart water. Pure, crisp taste.
That's really good water.
It's the kind of water that says, I have my life together.
I do feel more sophisticated.
Smart water. For those with a taste for taste. Grab yours today.
Fox News commentary.
The left's golden boy, Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, is getting some R&R in Maryland, but not for long. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From around the world,
Trey Hingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The left's golden boy, illegal alien Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, has been released from federal custody here in Tennessee, put on parole, and then returned to Maryland. But his days of freedom in the U.S. are reportedly numbered, so he refused a very generous plea deal that could have landed him in Costa Rica in exchange for pleading guilty to the human smuggling charges, remaining in jail for the time being, and then serving out whatever sentence was handed down. So instead, he may end up being deported to Uganda. Now, his attorney claims Uganda is unsuitable for Garcia because he doesn't speak the language, and the country has known human rights issues. The left was originally outraged he was deported to his home country of El Salvador, claiming he wasn't safe there due to threat from rival gangs, but they also assure us he isn't a gang member. You know, I don't care where he ends up as long as it's not here in the USA. Adios. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
All the latest Montana news and commentary. You know, Facebook and big tech don't want you to see it, so get it straight from the Montana Talks app. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, a late day shower, thunder showers possible towards Bozeman. High temperatures will otherwise stay from the lower to middle 80s. For tonight, chance for a few showers or thunder showers, mainly towards the Bozeman area. Otherwise, overnight lows stay from around 55 in Bozeman to around 60 in Billings. Few showers or thunder showers possible Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Propane can reduce energy bills for both families and businesses. Get the facts at propane.com.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, just a quick few minutes left here this hour of the show. Earlier in the hour, we were talking about debanking. Debanking agriculture with Brian Massard from Reminis Angus Ranch, and Montana's Eastern District Congressman Troy Downing was listening in and joins us on the phone lines right now as well. Congressman, thanks for calling into the show. What stood out to you with what Brian had to say, or what do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me sneak on here. Well, first of all, a shout out to Massard. When I first got elected, every one of my freshman members and the steering committee all got a little package of his beef jerky as well as a bottle of wild rye whiskey. So that was kind of my taste of Montana treat for him. So, to talk about what he was saying, you know, we've been dealing, you know, I sit on House Financial Services. And one of the things that falls under that is banking. And I think that French Hill, the chairman of that, you know, his mantra is making community banking great again. But some of the stuff that we've been dealing with are these artifacts from Dodd-Frank, and more specifically, Elizabeth Warren's brainchild of the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And nothing has caused more delays in access to capital than the CFPB. It's something that we've been wrangling with. And very specifically, they've got a Rule 1071 there that makes it so that a banker doesn't underwrite the person he knows or the business he knows. That banker has to collect data on whether you subscribe to the LGBTQ community. I mean, all this stuff that has nothing to do with the business or the person in terms of underwriting a loan. And so we've been pushing back on a lot of that stuff. I actually had a part, I had a bill that got put into the original reconciliation bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill, to defund their slush fund. Unfortunately, it got monkeyed with a little bit when it went to the Senate side, and the Senate parliamentarian pulled it out. But that doesn't mean we're going to stop fighting for this. You know, Rule 1071, like I said, it's 81 data points that are not necessarily anything to do with how you underwrite that business or that person. So I just want to, you know, give a shout out. I feel the pain that Massard is expressing there, and we are working as hard as we can to undo some of this stuff, because that pendulum swung so far and is making it more and more difficult for folks to borrow money. But we're very much aware of that and working on these problems, and hopefully there's some good news coming down the pipe here. I just wanted to point that out, because this is not something that is going unnoticed, and there's a lot of energy on the Financial Services Committee to deal with this.
That's a really good point. I forget if somebody messaged us on the app or if I was talking to somebody, but yeah, they made a similar point. They said you can thank Elizabeth Warren, you can thank Dodd-Frank for making it harder for small business, period, to get access to cap. Actually, I know who I was talking to. I was getting an update on these helium operations up near Shelby, and you know, access to financing there. Anyway, they've got some good news on that front, but yeah, I was talking with Mac from up there, who's also part of the Montana Petroleum Association, and he was saying, yeah, this ag story ties in with everything else. It's about access to capital, and you can thank right. You can thank Dodd-Frank, you can thank Elizabeth Warren. So good to hear that you and Republicans in Congress and the Trump administration are going to look to peel back all this nonsense. About 1 minute to go. Congressman Downing, what else do you want to share?
Well, I just want to say, you know, the number one driver to prosperity, whether it's a farm, a ranch, you know, your household, a personal, is access to capital. And so making sure that we're streamlining this access to capital on the banking side, making sure it's not pushing these woke agendas. And then the other thing that we just gave you is that one big, beautiful bill. Talk about access to capital, having your money in your pocket rather than seeing the biggest tax increase in history is, again, giving you access to your own capital so you can thrive. So just thanks for squeezing me in, and I just want to let everybody know that we're working hard on this, so watch this space.
Hey, well, that was great. Thanks for the very timely phone call. Timely and jumping right on top of something is much better than planning something a few days later. So that worked out great. And thanks for listening in to Montana Talks so that you can make that timely phone call. Congressman Troy Downing. All right, quick break here with Montana Talks. John Jackson, the Joker from X. He should be with us. He should be on time. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.